Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Stephanie Megan,
you're listening to Broke Girl Therapy.
Because therapy is too expensive.
You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Today's vegetable of the day.
I mean, I just realized how much I love holding phallic objects. Because of karaoke.
Yes,
I don't know what you're thinking.
I was thinking karaoke, bitch, because I'd be missing karaoke.
That magic mic,
though. Do you have one at home?
I don't.
Bitch?
I know. What the fuck?
Because
I'm the only one that sings at home, so.
Really?
Yeah.
No one else?
Does it? No.
Okay, well, we'll sing together.
Oh, yeah.
We should do a cover just for fun.
Oh, my God, let's go. What cover?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll think about it.
Have you ever left somebody so much it makes you cry? Have you ever needed something so bad you can't sleep at night? Have you ever tried to find the words but they don't come out right? Have you ever?
That was not planned. Have you ever been in love?
What?
Been in love so bad you would do anything.
What? Yeah, what?
To make them understand. Have you ever had one?
Steal your heart away. You give anything up. Okay, anyways. They're not here to... Look, this is
why
so...
Why am I like this?
This is how you know we're fucking Filipino as fuck.
This is why I'm trash.
Anyways, you guys, I hope you enjoyed that rendition of Brandy's Have You Ever, brought to you by us and the Magic Mike. Hashtag sponsored. Anyway... No one understands what Magic Mike is unless you're Filipino.
Oh, yeah. It's not the film, which was great.
You forgot about that. It's the karaoke machine.
It's a karaoke machine. So
yeah.
Ask your Filipino friends. They'll set you up.
Yes. Well, hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Bacon, your fucking host of Broke Girl Therapy. And guess the fuck what?
What, girl?
We got HK motherfucking Braves back in the motherfucking building, bitch.
Oh, HK brains, because I get brained.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, is that why? Because you give Partly. That brain,
I mean, originally, the way it started is because my Instagram last year was HK Beauty, inspired by KK Beauty.
Oh my God.
I don't do makeup. And then I realized, oh, that's just so much about vanity. And I'm about intellect. So then I was like, oh, brains over beauty.
There we go. And we'll see you give good brains.
And that's obviously that too.
And in that episode, I hope you guys really enjoyed his educational lesson on how to give head. I honestly, I'm trying to give head soon. I'm just trying to say, I feel a little more confident in myself just because of that little moment we just had.
I hope if you feel empowered, I will feel great. Because honestly,
I don't think
I'm giving you tips. I'm just doing what I do.
But here's the thing.
If you feel confident and empowered, great.
There might be some people out there to be like, that's normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's some people like me that are like, whoa, I didn't know about that little tip area in the underneath the fucking, I learned something.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Because first of all, you should not learn how to have sex from watching porn. We can't all be the cock destroyers. So if that's what you're zooming into before you try to perform, it's
just have fun with it.
Yeah. And also optimize your performance to what you're comfortable doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why we brought you here.
I still have lube on my lips, y'all.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
Anyway.
Well, we brought you here because you gave us a little tips on how to give a little hid.
I don't know. That was really fucking lame. But we're here because, you know what? I've talked a lot about anal, and I've talked a lot about getting ass eaten and shit like that.
That's my favorite.
And I feel like there's, it's more than just getting a dick up your ass. There's a whole preparation that you got to do it correctly. Mm-hmm. There's a whole ass eating technique as well too. I just want to talk about butts. That's why you're here.
Oh my God.
At the end of the day, I want to talk about the butt. Let's talk about the butt.
It, well, I just want to say it's an honor because I love ass, and I was more focused on what our last segment was that I'm just like, now I'm really excited.
Yeah, because we focused on a dick. Now we're just turning it around.
I'm like a booty boy. Like, I really love.
Okay, first off, just to confirm, you like men.
I mean, they be all right. they be around. I just tolerate.
And they haven't gone on.
Yes. I want to dismantle the patriarchy, but yeah. But sexually, yes. They're great. So.
Okay. Because I feel like we just jumped into it, and I don't know if people.
Short form answer is I'm having gay sex. Yes. that's what.
I wanted to ask. I wanted to be like, are you gay? I don't know how to be like. I'd be like, so.
Wait, I remember when.
Can you confirm that you're gay? Like, I don't know. Did I do that in that episode?
We did that in my first episode.
See, I was fucking rude back then.
No, it's so fine.
Now I'm a little
it's
bit
fine.
More PC.
It's great. It's great.
I gotta be more mindful. Back then, I was like, are you a gay? Like, I just, no, I'm rude.
No, like, but that is like, that's honestly that's like, so rude. I'm also so used to that traumatic kind of like abrasiveness from like Filipino families. So I get it. Gay?
Are you a gay?
It's not a, it's
I
not,
remember
it's not
one
a
time, this is so off topic, it's fine. I remember one time in like English class in 11th grade, there's this guy, he wasn't like out of the closet yet, but everyone knew he was gay. And in English class, in front of everyone, I just asked him, are you gay? And he was like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, he like, you know, got mad at me, but he was my friend. And then I think years later, you know, he was already out of the closet. He came to me. He was like, that was fucking rude. I was like, I know, I feel so bad.
Yikes.
So I apologized, but he eventually, you know, confronted me saying that like,
and
you know,
like, I know it's tricky and we're entering new eras and it's great, but you know, it's difficult. I think that's why it's also important to do like the whole pronoun thing. Like,
right.
My pronouns are he, him, his. And it's, I think, important, especially for heterosexual people to still participate because one, you're letting all people know that that's a safe space, that you're aware of things like that,
right?
So they can be themselves, but also that, so that you don't have to wonder. But also, like, I get wanting to ask that. You definitely should know someone first before asking what their, you know, gender, sexual orientation, all that is, but that shouldn't also be the first place you look to when you're trying to get to know somebody,
right?
So
I'm just rude, but it's carry okay. on. Let's get into
it's
the
okay.
topic.
It's okay.
In conclusion, Steph is kind of rude. So, we're not here to talk about that. We're
right.
talk about the butt.
Right.
So let's talk
that
about
booty
some
out.
Booty things.
That booty out.
You know. Like them booty?
I really
though?
Do.
Okay.
So when it comes to anal. I feel like I'm going to be repeating some of the principles I did in the last one. But if you don't want to do it, then don't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
And then, but if you do, make sure you prepare.
That's the thing. There's been times. Because
we know the number one function of your booties.
Is the me. Like, I mean.
Honestly, your booty do the duty.
Your booty do the
get me out of here.
I remember one time this guy tried to stick it up my ass and I wasn't prepared, but nothing happened, but it just fucking hurt.
Yeah.
And like,
I mean,
that was
so
it.
That's part of it too. So
as far as my anal stories there for you.
Before we get to the situation when you're with your partner, if you are intending on receiving penetration in your anus, yes, you absolutely should prepare.
How do you
like
prepare?
Making sure that you are sanitary. It could be as simple as, you know, taking a thoughtful shower and scrubbing the area.
Wait, so you don't do, okay, my old roommate who was gay, he had like those things you'd stick up his ass to clean
it. So then there is also, well, there's an anal douche or an enema.
Douche.
There are like, you know, disposable enemas that you get for one use. And it's like a bulb and it has a solution. And then you pump that into your rectum, hold it for a little bit, and then you flush it out.
Okay, so let me share a tale as old as time. And I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches, only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off. Only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice. That way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match.
It's a very... Is that, the least sexy it, experience. Okay, but you know you're doing it.
Is that healthy for you, though, to be constantly be cleaning your asshole
I'm
like that?
I'm so glad you asked. So, for a while, like, these products have been out, you know, and it's just to, like, have, like, a good peace of mind. But there is an actual biome in your rectum, and I was reading about this, that you don't want to disrupt it, similar to your vagina. It's right. Self-cleaning. Mm-hmm. So, not saying that your rectum is self-cleaning, but you can it disrupt it. So, that's right. Why you should not put any harsh chemicals, anything crazy, like... straight up vinegar. Like, if you're gonna try to do a solution, make sure it's like really diluted, or just go with water. You might need to do it several times, but I would suggest just go with water. There are, yeah, so you can get,
so I always get my like liquid soap and I stick it up there and I use like so my shower has like the removable head.
Yeah, I got that too.
And then I get like, I put in the stronger, what is that, pressure setting, yeah. Setting. Mm-hmm. And I put that in my ass.
Ooh. Okay. But so that's fine. I would just would maybe skip the soap, because I would be afraid of you also, like, you know, even like injuring yourself. Like, soap is,
I don't put it inside my ass, but I like clean like my crack.
Oh yeah, no, I'll grab my booty too.
I mean, like, okay, good. But yeah, I don't put it inside the,
okay,
like,
good,
the,
yeah,
hole.
Don't put, oh, it, I wouldn't put anything like soap or any in like crazy solutions up into your rectum.
Your face though, when you looked at me like, I wouldn't.
Yeah. So, I mean, cause like, isn't that what girls, like, what would you not put into your pussy?
No. Yeah. I would. I feel like it's always so confusing. I'm still learning on how to even clean my vagina, but I've learned that less is more, like all the other like pH products that
balance,
we've learned.
That pH.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they don't really work. It's just better just to use, like, just the water, honestly. And I'm not even like really, I used to like shoot up my vagina as well too, and I heard that was not really sanitary.
Wait, you
so
used to what? You
like
used to
shoot like that shoot, but you know, up? Like how I get like the shower head and I put it into the pressure, just how I shoot up my ass, I shoot up my vagina.
Got it.
What'd you think
it just say? Sounds so violent when you say shoot up.
I know I'm a little aggressive sometimes. My bad.
It's such a sensitive area.
But let's then nurture. I just use soap, just regular like Dove soap or something soap, like that. Okay,
so I would suggest soap for external.
Yeah.
Anything internal, just keep it with water, but you may have to rinse several times. If you intend on regularly participating in anal sex, get a douche. There are many products out there. Shop around, see what's good, what's comfortable for you. But get into the habit, because there are a lot of lazy bottoms out there.
Lazy bottoms?
Yeah. Who don't clean.
Are you a top or a bottom? Or is that rude to ask? Verse. You're first, bitch. Mm-hmm. I would have never thought.
I actually don't even like.
I would have never thought.
Oh, and really?
Explain what a verse is.
Verse is you like.
Sorry,
both,
I just hit you with this.
Topping and bottoming. Okay. But the thing is, and like, honestly, it's like, I personally don't like using labels like that, because I feel like the sexual experiences you have with each person
is different.
Is different. So
yeah,
like one day I want to feel this, well, the next day I want to feel that.
Okay.
Just so what's how I like to
so
do
how, what's the difference between being top and bottom?
The difference.
Like,
well,
feeling wise.
The difference that feeling. Society attaches to it, the toxicity in my own community is that they see tops as more masculine and
but
more
like
empowered.
I'm talking sexual feeling though.
I was trying to get like way too into it.
Wait, like, the feeling wise, like, because I, you know, I the assumption, right, if you're not a part of the community is yeah. like, oh, the top, the one that's inserting, gets all the feeling.
Oh, so.
Yeah,
yes,
there we go.
That is a myth.
There you go.
Because men have a G-spot inside, and it is their prostate. And you can absolutely have the best fucking orgasm of your life if you are a man from prostate stimulation.
That's why I think that dudes, more straight dudes should get their ass fucking fingered or get pegged.
But I mean, just a so I mean, it's actually a medical procedure, because when you get to a certain age, men get their prostate checked for prostate cancer. It's a screening.
Right.
And so part of that, it's called milking the prostate. And they basically just drain it. And to drain it, they have to stimulate it. And then you ejaculate. You're supposed to. Because the thing is, from regular ejaculation, from
I
like
wonder why
jacking
God
off, it doesn't
put that there. Well, and they say why. God hates. I don't want to get into that. Sorry.
I believe in science.
Yeah, I believe in science.
But yeah,
I feel
so
like some people are like, okay, I subscribe.
I know, right?
That's we don't make fuck room with
for
that.
The, we don't make room for the real ones.
We don't fuck with BGT no more.
Right. but. I think that, yeah, absolutely. Regardless of what your sexuality. So that's what those men who may be insecure about doing butt stuff, they just have to
like
dull that ego.
It's like a masculine thing, yeah.
Yeah, and like if you don't want to do it, then don't do it. But if you feel like you want to explore, great. Feel empowered, because just because you get penetrated doesn't mean that you're inferior. Fuck that. I don't know why y'all attaching that shit, but...
Do women have that, like, that prostate?
Girl, I don't know. I mean, I know you don't have a prostate, because then you wouldn't be a biological born woman, but
I don't know.
So biology. What I've heard, like, so obviously, I don't want to say, sorry, not obviously, but a majority of my female friends don't prefer anal, but I think that's just because they're not used to it, because then I got my certified freaks. Seven days a week, who love getting fucked in the ass.
Like, I wonder if we get pleasure out of it.
And that's what my friend said. She's like, honestly, I've been able to come just from him fucking me in the ass. And I'm sure there was other things like arousal.
Yeah,
and
like
you
her,
know,
yeah.
The reach around. So,
yeah.
And okay. By the way, I know the song came out, but you cannot call yourself a certified freak if you don't eat the groceries. Transition into the next.
I've never eaten the groceries. I've never had my groceries eaten.
So
I mean, I had it licked, but that's about it. But
it's crazy because I've just been super, again, like I love booty, and like I've been into eating ass since I started having sex. And
really, because I feel like this eating ass is kind of a new trend.
That's the thing. Like all of a sudden, all my straight friends started doing it. I was like,
because
what?
Jhené Aiko.
That's my girl. That's, and yeah. So
supposed
to. Yeah, I mean, I assume that, like, it trended because it was, like, just an edgy thing to do, but then all more so, like, y'all realize it was the shit.
Right.
So, when I started, I mean, any approach, either if it's rimming, which is eating ass, or anal
what
sex.
What is eating ass, exactly? What do you do when you eat the ass?
So, what I do, oh, damn, I don't have, like, anything to just demonstrate on it. That's not wrong. Again, like, my approach,
yeah.
I like to tease. I like to take my time and give a pleasurable experience. So it starts with a little bit of licking the area, and then more so, I mean, I don't know how I'm going to demonstrate it. But, yeah, I like to ease my way into the area. Uh-huh. And then if it, you know, progresses and they're enjoying it, then we can get to all the way to, like, tongue fucking, which is, like, just, you know, penetrating with your tongue.
Oh, but yeah. How do you penetrate with your tongue? Show the tongue action.
No, what am I?
I don't know.
I feel like.
Just like.
Yeah, you could. So you could do that too. I don't know. It's more so, but I like the, like, deep contact. So I'll be, like, really aggressively licking, mm-hmm. and then literally, like, pushing
oh,
it in,
wow.
and then you can, like, rotate,
oh,
and then, like, a little bit of sucking on the outer area too.
And do you lick around
and
the
like
hole
for
too,
oh
like
my
cheeks?
God, my favorite thing.
Do you ever slap the ass at the same time?
Oh fuck yeah, and bite it, ooh. Squeeze it. That's why I love juicy booties. But, like, the best thing, I don't want to say best thing, but this is what I love. I go crazy. But, like, when a dude's eating me out and he, like, spreads my cheeks and then he fucking spits into my hole.
That is a thing.
And it's just, it just gets me ready to go, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, the gay 69. So what the gay 69 is, well, you're in 69 position and I'm, like, the guy sucking my dick, but then he's actually sitting on my face, and then I'm eating him out instead of, like, oh. both, you know, both
right,
giving
right,
head.
Right.
Favorite position, 10 out of 10, would recommend to foreplay into then fucking. Because there have been times where if you eat the ass long enough, you don't need no lube.
Oh.
I would
oh.
still have it on hand.
Yeah.
But there have been
but
times,
it's gone
like,
that, like, wop.
Yeah.
Wob?
Wob. Wet ass bussy.
Wet ass
oh,
bussy.
Oh, so like for gays, boys, yeah, we yeah. call it bussy.
Yeah, wet.
Boy pussy.
Yeah. Wet ass bussy.
Yeah. So yeah, so
wop.
If you eat the ass out correctly and long enough, sometimes you could just get it in.
I want my ass eaten so bad.
I highly recommend it. It's just another, it's another experience. And, like, I think the reason why I also like doing it is kind of similar to how I feel about giving head. I just feel empowered because I'm just like, damn, I'm eating the fuck out your groceries and you're loving it. Because some dudes will go crazy.
Damn.
Like, and
I feel
it's
like
just
you're
gratifying.
Probably, I feel like you're probably so good in bed. Like, I kind of want you to eat my ass. Like, I honestly, like.
Get in line, girl.
I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like.
Now I feel like I'm hyping myself up.
No, it's not even, you're not even hyping yourself up. I just think it's the way that, because you're not even saying like, oh, I'm so good. You're literally just, you're, the way that you describe it, you know what I mean? And just like the knowledge.
I just
and
love
the,
it. I just
the,
love doing it.
And the experience
it, so.
And the passion behind your descriptions on like on what this entails. I'm just like, you're bomb. Yeah.
Thank you.
Like I would.
I'm just a smooth talker, y'all. I'm yeah. not, just kidding.
Like, I would honestly, if you were like, Steph, let me eat your ass, I'd be like, okay.
Oh. I mean, even if there was no precursor to it, I feel like you'd say yes anyway. But yeah, if I was a lesbian, I would totally do it.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
nah. Or just straight? Like.
Actually, okay, so again, I don't know anything about the pussy, but if I were to ever do anything with one, like, again, if I was a lesbian... Not straight.
Like, I love that you're just
I
like,
guess I would approach
always gonna
it
be gay no matter what.
Like, I don't know, it's like, because like y'all are like basically like stacked, it's like a figure eight. No,
Oh, like the pussy in the ass?
Yeah, like your vagina hole.
Right.
And
it's right there. They're neighbors. Anus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I would just go to town up and down that whole thing. Just like a fucking like paint roller.
Yeah, I don't know. That's never happened to me.
Yeah.
I wonder if that happens to other women.
Because there's also different positions. So, like,
you would think, right? You think that would be a common thing. But, yeah. No, that don't happen.
Like, if I'm trying to, again, I'm a teaser, a pleaser. I love foreplay. So, if I'm going to do or rim a guy, I would actually start from behind and have him, like, lay on his stomach, kiss the back of the neck, kiss down the back. And then I feel like I do my best work when he's on his stomach and then I'm like, you know, from behind. You can also, like, if he was then on his back, I could still do it too, but I'd probably start by like sucking his dick and then flipping the legs up and, you know, getting it in. Maybe a little finger action.
Yes, the finger of the butt. Yes. I've talked about fingering the ass on the show. So I put up that clip and you're like, bitch, let's talk about it on the show. The finger of the butt. I did a finger.
Oh, like, yeah. Finger in the butt. Finger in the butt. Okay, so if you want to finger, are we talking about guy or girl?
Something whatever, just finger the ass.
Yeah, like as if I would know about a girl. So with the men, again, if you are performing oral sex on a man and he allows you to in you know, some anal play, you can absolutely find the prostate. It's not very far from the entrance.
Really?
Yeah.
How does it feel
so,
like?
You go in. Okay. It feels like just like a soft little bulb, but you just go. It's like, well, sorry. If he's on his back, you would go in very slowly and gently, and then curve up, and then it's usually towards like, so say this is like the dick, and this I'm going in. Y'all can't see. Going in underneath. You want to curve forward.
Mm. Yeah. Oh,
but don't go fucking crazy, you know.
Right, but there's a little ball that you should be like looking out for.
Not like ball, but it's like a light, like a little, like just like it feels like
friction,
little bulb.
Yeah.
And yeah, you just like play with it, like gently start.
That's
gentle
what the prostate
first.
Is. It's not like so. I thought the prostate would be more far in.
Oh no no no. You're like most likely just like surpassing.
Honestly,
it.
I don't.
But
think
some
I,
dudes like getting filled. You know,
yeah.
Put the whole fist up in there. No, I'm just kidding.
My old roommate was into fisting.
Okay.
Are you into any kinks?
Hell no. I'm petite. Okay. It doesn't take a lot.
But like,
for me to get hot.
Like, what was like the kinkiest thing you've ever done in bed?
Kinkiest thing.
Because we know that you were certified freak, but you were certified kink.
Only 5 days a week. I wouldn't want to classify it as kink because I feel like that whole community is just like, y'all vanilla as fuck.
Yeah.
But the freakiest thing I've ever done.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Oh, now I sound like vanilla. Honestly,
I feel like
before 2020, I would have said, eating ass. And now that's just like
that's
on the menu.
Mainstream, yeah.
So, I wouldn't say anything too freaky. Like, I'm not into pain. Definitely into pleasure.
I think I think we're the same, where we're definitely just like into just like just passionate freaky shit, but it doesn't necessarily need to be like a gimmick or a kink or anything to make
I did I'm gonna say it, but I will preface it by saying that all participants were safe and we shared our test results and nobody had anything. But I had a threesome.
Yes.
And I like was bottoming, and the first guy, he didn't come in me, but he came like on my ass. And then the second guy used his cum as lube to then fuck me.
Oh my
And then he came in me, which is called breeding. He bred me.
Oh my God. Yeah. Bitch.
I don't know if you want to pose that, but again, did it. I don't recommend it because it's so taboo to talk about unprotected sex and even breeding. Like in my community, it's just like, oh my God, don't do that. And it's like, well, if you're safe. Okay. And actually, they were also on prep. I wasn't at the time. I should have been on prep at that time. But we all made sure that we...
And what's prep?
Prep.
For those who don't
prep
know.
Prep is a drug that you can... Well, you should talk to your physician about and that you take it daily. It's like an added protection against contracting HIV.
There you go.
You should still definitely use protection while on PrEP because it only protects against just that. And while it is a high rate, it's not, you know, 100% proof, but it does help. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. You're like a tito who just teaches you about sex.
I was really scared to share that, though, because, again, like, back to, like,
no, but I think STDs, that's important, like, though, because, one, there's a lot of people, trust me, there's a lot of people who have threesomes who have sex.
Okay.
In general.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think it's important, especially because we're so open to talking about sex, yeah, to kind of preface it, like, okay, but we did this safely. Like, yeah, it's okay to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy yourself. Fucking explore, but be safe.
Yeah.
You know?
So. And I will also admit that that is still reckless. You, like they weren't complete strangers. I've had sex with these dudes before. I trust them. They're, like, friends or, like, regular fuck buddies. So if you're going out, meeting a dude on an app, obviously you're not going to just have him, like, you know, come in you right away. Like, that is reckless, you know?
Right.
But again, I am admitting that what I did also was reckless. I could have been safer and not let that happen, but I did. It was my choice. So
yeah, and you have fun.
Yeah.
No regrets.
No regrets.
I've never had a threesome before.
Oh, it's not for everyone. I won't suggest it. I think you have to really focus on just the sex, kind of compartmentalize.
I feel like I'm just, like, so... Like, I would want, like, all the attention on me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if your only focus is to just have one partner at a time and you only want to be the focus.
Yeah. I want to feel like the sexiest thing. Like, I want to have all the attention on
me.
That's why. I don't know. But maybe I'll have a threesome. I don't know. Maybe one of these
certified
days.
Certified freak. Threesome every week.
Yeah. I love that we have the props here.
Yes.
It's fine. We always need props.
Well, did we cover all the butt stuff?
I don't know. Is there any more butt stuff you want to talk about?
I know. I was like, oh, so we talked about rimming.
Okay.
And getting into that.
Again, how about you also pegging?
Pegging.
What's that? I think you don't know what pegging is? Pegging. Maybe that's more for, like, the straight community.
Is it like
anal that's sex? Okay, that's sucking? More for the straight community, because what pegging is, it's usually, I mean, I guess it could be for, like, and it doesn't have to be just the straight community. It could be even lesbian. I don't know. Whatever. It's when... There's someone that I know that's really into pegging, and he's a man, and he's straight. But he has his partner, who's a woman, wear a strap-on and peg him. But he's a straight man.
He is a good man.
He is a good man.
Because I will say...
because a lot of dudes would be like...
For me, and this is something that I would suggest if you're into it, but, like, the best orgasm I ever had... was definitely from anal penetration from my prostate, but, like, was when I was getting fucked while fucking. Like, so for the guy, like, my penis was being stimulated as well as
oh my god, how did that happen?
Like a choo-choo train.
Was there a threesome?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, like... I left that out.
Yeah.
Yes. It took three. to achieve that.
I was gonna say, I was like, wait.
Yeah, it's like leapfrog, like a little.
Yeah, but train. Have you ever had anyone, like, peg you with, like, a toy?
A
dildo?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been pegged.
I didn't. So it just sounds so forceful when you say it like that. But, like, yeah, I've definitely had, honestly, because, again, like, sometimes your partner's just not in the mood if they're tired. But, like, I've had my partner, like, while he was giving me head, also pegging me.
With
our toy.
I love that. Yeah. I want to, like, watch you have sex one day.
Oh, only. Please don't look me up on OnlyFans.
Do you actually have an OnlyFans?
I don't know.
Oh.
You got to find out. You got to find it.
I would pay for that.
Oh, my God. I'm going
to. You're like, ew. Have you ever tried pussy before?
Me? No, no, no.
Okay.
No, no. It's okay. It's all right. I'm all right without that. what was I going to say, though? Oh, yeah. So
like, you've never just like at least wanted to feel what it felt like to insert into a vagina.
No.
Okay.
But I think it's because it wasn't just about that part. It wasn't just about
just like the vagina as a
sexual organ. Yeah. Like I wasn't attracted to
women.
I find women beautiful. I think they are attractive. But I wasn't like ramped up to have sex with women.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, that makes sense. Cause it's not about like a body part. It's just about like, it's just about who this person is. Cause if that's just kind of what you need to be attracted to before you start fucking whoever this person is.
Right. Wait, so like, would you, I feel this is a dumb question cause I already know you're going to say fuck yes, but like, would you strap it on a fuck yummy?
Yeah. I mean, it would like, it would definitely have to be like, I don't think I could do that with someone, that I was just hooking up with. It's, I feel like it's got to be like a relationship type thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to build that trust first.
I need to build that trust.
Okay. But would you feel, now this is going beyond the sex, would you feel weird about your man being penetrated? Would you be like, well, if he's cool with it? Because I know that's a dynamic. I know people would be like, oh, my man's into butt stuff. He gay.
No. Because I don't think, like, because sexuality is about who you're attracted to as a person or gender versus like what sexually turns you on. If that makes sense.
Well, your sexual activity.
Like, yeah, it's like, of course, naturally they could feel pleasure from their prostate, but it doesn't mean he wants that from a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If he wanted that from a man, it'd be different. But if he specifically wanted it from me, if he wanted it from me, then yeah, I'll fuck him in the ass.
Okay. Look at that. And then you could do a little reach around.
Yes.
Boom.
Yeah. I would literally like fuck him.
That's
and then like
the
literally.
Best.
Yeah. And jack him off with my hand on my right hand. There you go.
That's a new adventure for you.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be really rare to really find someone to do that.
To be that open.
Yeah.
You would have to find a certified freak.
Yes. Or like, I don't know, maybe it'd be like a marriage that just like we're just trying to find like a just something exciting. Like I could see that being like in a marriage.
Yes.
Where we're just like, let's just try to find something different.
Okay. Yeah.
Feel different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I feel that. I don't think I could ever go as far as like into BDSM or like that's where that's too much for me. But there are certain things that I do enjoy, like blindfolding. Handcuffs.
Yeah.
I don't like pain, but like a little bit of like, please choke me, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, you need to know how to choke people because if you like cut off their jugular, you are doing damage physically. Yeah. So
you got to lightly do it.
Yeah. But, and know where to put pressure. Mm-hmm. But the best thing is when I'm like getting fucked and then he chokes me without me having to ask.
You know what I recently just came to realization about gay sex is that gay sex is not always one position.
Oh.
I always just thought this is my,
I mean it can be, but
ignorant naiveness.
Oh wait, what do you mean?
I always just thought it was like the bottom was on like their four feet.
Oh, you thought it was doggy?
Doggy
all
the whole time.
Oh.
Until I think
I mean some people like that.
But then you could literally
you
have
could
sex
ride
like
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that because I remember my roommate brought it up. My old roommate.
Honestly, actually, going back to the topic, if it's
whatever
your
this
first
topic is.
Time ever doing anal, I highly suggest you riding the dick.
Really?
Do not let him put that shit in. You take control because you are the only person that knows what's going on, how your rectum feels, how it's responding, and there will be pain the first time.
Yeah.
If you've never put anything up there. So, yeah, I would highly suggest for anybody getting to anal, have him lay down and you sit on it because you can control how quickly you can stop and then you can go. And then once it gets in, it's like great. But I would not suggest you getting fucking pegged right away. Then you're going to fucking hate it and never want to do it again. Or like worse, like bleed. It does.
Yeah.
Happen.
Like I feel like that's just what I assumed like doing anal was just being in that position. But no, you could literally like be in any regular ass sex position.
You could do it sideways.
Yeah. I honestly, within the last, I think, year or two is when I realized, like, oh, it's not just one. Gay sex isn't just one position.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like, of course you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I just like, but it like baffled me. I'm like, duh, it's not like the holes like so far off. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
like, I don't know. Like,
there is a position
so,
that.
It just is not something I always used to think about. Yeah, so
there's a position that blew me away is like, when, I don't know if I can just, I'll show you later. On my OnlyFans.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh my God. We'll do any last words? Did we cover anything else about butts?
I feel like there is a lot to cover, but you know what? That's why you got to say subscribe. But I would just say again, like, being controlled, don't do what you don't want to do. It is a very sensitive area. If you are the one being penetrated, prepare thyself. That doesn't also mean that you have to beautify yourself. So I know there are people that are self-conscious about even how it looks.
Yes, let's talk about how buttholes fucking look.
Yeah. So, you know, hair is natural. And sometimes there are guys or people that are naturally hairless. I prefer to be smooth. So I do remove
my
hair.
How do you remove it?
I've been actually trying out several products. But if I need to just do it really quickly, I'll just, I have like a shaver. Yeah. Before I used to use Nair. I definitely don't recommend it. If you do it, like, do not leave it on too long, because I've definitely had fucking like chemical burn on my booty, and it was horrible.
Oh my God.
Horrible. So yeah, be careful with products like Nair and shit like that. Waxing strips, sometimes they're just like, sometimes it's great, but sometimes it's not as strong enough.
Yeah.
And it's painful. So, you know, don't kill yourself trying to beautify is what I'm trying to say. But you can always like upkeep a little bit, especially from gentlemen, even just for like your pubic area around your dick. Like, a cute little trim is appreciated.
Right.
I don't know, like, search through not a jungle for your dick.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, but for your hole, I mean, like, yeah, how do girls, how do you feel about maintaining your area?
Me, I mean, guys don't really necessarily care about having a little bit of hair down there.
Cool.
So it's fine.
I like body hair. Not on me. I know that's weird. But
I just think as long as it's clean.
Yes.
You know? But like, my shit get real fucking hairy. And to be quite honest, I need to shave that shit a little bit more often. But I haven't really been getting dicks. That shit a bush right now.
All natural.
She a bush right now.
That's fine.
But I did shave like 2 months ago. Because I think I said in like an earlier episode, I was like, I haven't shaved in a year. Well, I've shaved since, and that was 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I just did it because I was like, this is getting out of hand.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, it's a process too. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm just doing it sometimes for me, because if it's not appreciated, who else am I doing it for?
Exactly.
But then, because even for gay guys, like, there are products for like bleaching your whole area.
How does that, like, does that really matter?
That's the thing, like,
who cares?
It's already a gift to get to that area.
Right.
But it's definitely a thing for people trying to like beautify that area, but like, we know what that area is.
What's
for
the weirdest asshole you've ever seen?
I'm dying because I literally like the image pop. And I'm afraid to describe it, but
fine,
I will. Because I'm that bitch. I'm an open book. But, and I'm not discriminating, because I definitely still fucked him.
Yeah.
But I was going down on him to eat his ass.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I was trying to do my thing, spread the cheeks. And it was a little hemorrhoid.
A little hemorrhoid.
Hemorrhoid. So like it was like a little like bulb, or like it looked like a skin tag.
Oh.
And I was afraid at first, because I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, oh. But then I was like, oh, are you okay? And he was like, oh no, it's fine. Like, I guess it didn't really hurt him. And we were still able to like, you know, do stuff. I was afraid it was going to like rupture, like something would be just like, horrible horror scene. Oh my. But yeah, no. Aww. That reminds me. Oh God. There was like this one meme. Never mind. I'm really not going to say it. That's fucking disgusting. But yeah, that's the weirdest asshole. I don't want to say weird, but that's
it's just normal. It happens. And honestly, I have a big mole on my back and guys are,
I have a beauty mark in my booty hole.
Oh, mm-hmm. You do. Mm-hmm.
It's like a little chocolate chip.
And my ass is my in between my cracks. It's hairy. I feel like I need,
but like that's again, like that's normal.
Yeah. So. I didn't realize how hairy it was until like, I like went a little further on shaving my vagina and I went a little bit back there. I was like, she little.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the cheeks aren't. Yeah. The cheeks aren't totally fuzzy. It's the crack that has like long ass hairs and shit.
Well, again, it's a gift.
If
he's already exploring that area. So don't feel self-conscious. Whatever. But if you do want to upkeep, like that's just what I personally do. But then I've also approached dudes that, you know, keep their hair or they don't think about it and we still have a good time. So.
Exactly.
Don't feel pressure to
suits you.
Do all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Harrison.
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff. Is that just the name of this episode? We didn't even know what we were going to do this. We had like a certain dynamic, like a direction of the episode, but here we are.
It's just such a great topic. We knew it was going to pop off.
Any more butt stuff?
Maybe next time. I can't think of it right now.
Okay.
Wow. Maybe we'll do a poll and then see what you want to talk
about. Do like questions?
Yeah.
Okay, well, plug yourself.
HK Brains. I'm only on Instagram. Maybe
I. He give that brain that. Brain though. He give that good brain though.
That intellect. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And then follow me.
I'm a virgin.
Me too. I mean, honestly, technically, it's been 2 years. I might as well
born
be.
Again. Born again
virgin.
Virgin.
Born again, virgin. Okay. Follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Born again, virgin.
Virgin.
Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.